Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Man, hasn't God been good to us? He's good all the time, isn't he? God is so good, and it's so good to be with you today. I just want to simply say, God bless you. Today, we're to be looking in Matthew chapter 15, where we start off the day, where it says that Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down. Then a great multitude came to him, having with him the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at the feet of Jesus, or Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Isn't this so amazing? Yesterday or last time we were together, we talked about the touch of Jesus. And we see him working so great, so marvelously. And so they marveled, the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Really, truly, that's what was going on. How they were just praising God and giving thanks unto God and how great he is to us as he heals us, he touches us, and that work is still continuing this day. There are those who like to believe that the miracles of God, the wonders of God, stopped after the book of Acts or sometime during that time. But let me tell you what the Bible teaches us about Jesus, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As long as mankind is here, underneath the grips of sin and suffering the consequences of sin, being the disease and the fallen man and the hurting man, you know what? Jesus is still in the business of healing. He's still touching, and I'm so glad that he is. You say, well, Pastor Terry, he doesn't heal everybody. Well, that's right, he doesn't. Nor did he everybody that was here on the face of the earth at the time that he was here. But he still does heal. Because there is sometimes where people's time it is to die. I don't understand healing. I don't profess to know how it works because I see in the Bible where Jesus healed in many different ways. But one thing I do know is that God's still in the business of healing. And I believe that God wants us to pray. We simply have not because we ask not. As long as there's a chance, as long as there's a ability to pray, we should pray. I might have mentioned this story before, but it's worth talking about it again. I remember one time a good friend of mine was really suffering. He was way up in Los Angeles, north part of Los Angeles, in a major heart institute. And they asked me to come up to pray for him. And when I went in to see him, and I don't know how many bypasses he was supposed to have, you know, it was a major thing. And he had so many wires and so much going on him. And when I looked at him, I go, oh, well, maybe this is his time, you know. And I'm thinking, here's his pastor going in to pray with him. Oh, me of little faith, right? But I did pray. And to my amazement, not only did he recover, but God so richly blessed him. And as he had been a blessing in my life, he continued to be a blessing for many, many years later. Then finally, he did go home to be with the Lord. You know, I believe in the power of prayer, how just even as we see here in this story, how Jesus was healing, that he continues to heal. And it says that in those days, the ones that we're just talking about, the multitude, after seeing Jesus healing so many, the multitude grew and being very great and having nothing to eat. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they now continue with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. So our first story was in Matthew, but remember, as we're going chronologically, we're flipping back and forth into different Gospels. Now we're in Mark chapter 8. And so they had nothing to eat. But look at that beautiful word there where it says, where he said, I have compassion. Compassion truly is at the heart of God. He cares so much about each individual, every one of us. And I want to make sure that you know this day how much God loves you. You might say, well, Terry, I haven't been praying like I should. Maybe I haven't been performing the way I should be. I get angered still, and I haven't been forgiving the way that I know I should. But let me tell you, if you're part of the body of Christ, or if anybody's here listening doesn't know Christ, God loves you. And he proved it and demonstrated at Calvary the great love that he has for you, because he wants you to experience the best life that you could ever experience, life in the fullest, as he sent his own son, Jesus, to die for us. And I think we as ministers of the Gospels, pastors, evangelists, missionaries, worship leaders, Sunday school teachers, wherever we're at, whatever God calls us to do, we see right here a very important principle, how Jesus had compassion. Do you know that every person is important to God? And I hope and pray that we take that and we understand that everybody's important. I was amazed that, of course, being a pastor, I got a bunch of pastors' friends or people I know, or that, you know, and this idea of being a pastor sometimes can go to our heads, where we all of a sudden think that we're somebody special over and above the regular people, the congregants, right? Well, that's not in the Bible. See, Jesus came to minister. He came to minister, not to be ministered unto. He was that servant. And God has called us to serve one another in love. May God help us this day as we go forth in the ministry, that we would demonstrate this great compassion that Jesus had. And so what he sees these people were very hungry. And he says, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Otherwise, isn't that great? That spiritual desire in their life to know Jesus and outweighed their desire to go eat a hamburger. They were just there wanting to learn, wanting to see what was going on with Jesus. And if I send them away hungry to their houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Otherwise, they've traveled a great distance. And the thing about the Good Shepherd, Jesus, he knows us thoroughly. He knows what we could do. He knows our frame. He says, if I send them away, these guys who have traveled 10, 15 miles and they have to walk along the path, they're going to faint. They're going to pass out for lack of nourishment. And so then, of course, he turned to his disciples, and his disciples answered him, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? Oh, my goodness. I always chuckle when I'm reading through the Gospels, how they didn't really get it, did they? They don't have a clue who they're talking to. Jesus, our Messiah. Jesus, our provider. And he answered him. He says, how many loaves do you have? And he said, 7. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves that he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples and set before them. And he set them before the multitude, and they also had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he set unto them also before them. And so they ate, and they were filled. And they took up the 7 large baskets of leftover fragments. Now those who had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away and immediately got into his boat with his disciples. And he came to the region of Magdala, which is there by the Sea of Galilee. What a marvelous story. Marvelous story of compassion. Marvelous story of love. You know, I hope that as we look at the life of Jesus, that we'll glean from him, Lord, help us to have a loving heart. Help us to be more compassionate. You know, I think if you guys are anything like me, I spend too much time in my day thinking about me, thinking about Terry. Man, I'm hungry. I need food. I need this. I need that, right? Lord, help me to have a heart and help me have a mind to really to reach and to love the people that you set in front of us this day. Let me close you with this one thought. It's interesting, in the book of Leviticus, as we've been studying at Agape Chapel here recently, as we go verse by verse through the Bible on Sunday nights at the church, as we were looking at the priests, as they were told what to wear and then how to present themselves and the things that they were supposed to do. And one of the things that they were to do was as they would take the from the altar, as they would sacrifice the animal and the blood that was there, they were supposed to take their finger and dip it in the blood and then touch their ear. Then they were supposed to dip it in the blood and touch their right hand and dip it in the blood and touch their right foot. You know, really, as ministers of God, which we all been called to do if part of the body of Christ, isn't it amazing what we can learn from that little story in Leviticus? That as we're our ears now, Lord, help our ears to hear what you would say to us this day. How often Jesus would say to his church, you know, that we would open up our ears and hear what the Spirit is saying. Then secondly, as he touches our hand, the blood would touch our hand, that will remind us the work of God that he gives us to do, that we would set forth to do things underneath the power of God or the power of the Holy Spirit. And then as our right foot, our big right toe would be touched by that, that it would always remind us that we would walk in the way of the Lord, that we would walk by the Spirit of his might. May we do this day, this week. And so next time, as we continue along in this marvelous story, may God richly bless you.